Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You decide. 2018.
We go to politics this morning, and Sean Trendy is a senior elections analyst at RealClearPolitics.com. And Sean, I was reading all the coverage this morning, trying to decide how fair the reporters were being in covering this. I just don't know how to cover this situation in Ohio. Donald Trump won in this district that's a squeaker by 11% back in 2016. And now this race is too close to call this morning?
Yeah. I don't know. It's technically too close to call. I think Balderson probably has the edge. We have to wait for some provisional ballots to get counted.
Mm-hmm.
But Republicans never should have found themselves in this position in the first place. Donald Trump won by 11 points. Before that, Republicans typically won the district by 20 or 30 points. So
that
it's
much.
Not a good bit. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. It's basically the Columbus, Ohio version of Virginia's 7th district,
mm-hmm.
the Dave Pratt district.
Yeah. So what happened here? When you start looking at the polling data and the anecdotal stories that are coming in from the district, did this turn into a referendum about Donald Trump and not so much his success as president, but about him and his personality and whether people are going to push, align themselves with him?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty fair interpretation of what we saw. Basically, turnout was supercharged in the urban portion of the district.
Mm.
The district goes down into Columbus, kind of like the 7th goes into the west end
right.
of Richmond, and those areas have swung towards Democrats in recent years. Turnout was down in the rural areas of the district, and when you see something like that, it tells you that the Democratic base is supercharged and angry. There's some swing voters that Republicans used to have they're not going to have, and you add it all together, and it's just not a good situation for the GOP.
Now, that is an interesting observation. I assume, and it's horrible to assume, that the city vote, urban vote, in much of the country is going to go for the Democrat. The question is whether they get out and actually vote. But if they vote, you can count on them voting Democrat. But you're saying the numbers were down in rural areas that would have normally gone Republican.
Well, now the turnout numbers were down.
Right.
Donald Trump or the Republican candidate did well mm-hmm. In the rural areas of the district.
But a lot of people stayed home.
Exactly. And that's a problem for the GOP.
So as we dissect district by district the results of yesterday, what would your snapshot this morning be as we try to look at the GOP prospects in November? We've had a lot of people on the show who have said, don't believe the concept of the blue wave. It's not going to happen. Donald Trump's been too successful as president, and they claim is actually seeing an increase in people who are positive about him in some minority communities based on, I guess, employment numbers. So they're saying, don't believe the blue wave.
The Republicans are in a better shape than they were, say, 8 months ago when mm-hmm. they were losing that race in Alabama.
Right.
But it is not a good situation for them out there right now. We never count votes before they're cast.
Right.
We're 3 months from November, but the prospect of a blue wave is very much real.
We're talking to Sean Trendy, who's a senior elections analyst at RealClearPolitics.com. Tell me about the other races of interest from yesterday that we need to examine.
Well, we've got this gubernatorial primary in Kansas where Kris Kobach, who was the face of Donald Trump's vote fraud commission, is up by about 1,000 votes with probably 3,000 left to count. So we'll see how that turns out. But the real action is in Washington State, where you have these primaries where everyone runs on the ballot at once. And it looks it tends to correlate very heavily with what happens in the fall. And the Democrats, again, are running tight in some districts where they probably have no business running close races. Heavily Republican rural districts, kind of the same trend. Democrats are getting as many votes to the Republican. You know, even if the Democrats or the Republicans win a couple of those districts, if they're close, it bodes poorly for these less Republican districts.
So a year ago, when I was doing a radio show out of New York and was a real minority, you know, talking Republican politics up there, I said, I think a lot of Republican voters who were very enthusiastic about the prospects of Donald Trump think he's been somewhat successful, but they feel humiliated that the wall has not been built. They're tired of being beaten up on as de facto racist for supporting Trump. And they're also upset about the budget bill. And is there any way, assuming I'm right, and I think I am, is there any way that Donald Trump can get those people riled up between now and November with the Congress that's probably not going to do much to advance his agenda? And get them out to the polls.
Yeah, the Senate's going to do nothing but vote on judges.
Yeah.
You know, but I think one of the big strategic errors by the Trump administration a few months ago was when there was a deal on the table to trade some sort of progress on the wall for the Dreamers. You know, if he had gotten even a foot of that wall built, he would have defied everyone's expectations and didn't. Mm. So... you know, but that's a missed opportunity. You know, he's going to be campaigning in November, midterm elections. The general elections are going to be higher turnout by their nature. So that gives the GOP a chance to bounce back. But make no doubt about it, they have to bounce back.
Really interesting to look at yesterday and to prognosticate about November. Sean Trendy, RealClearPolitics.com, our senior elections analyst. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.